Hello, you're listening to a spoiler-filled film conversation. Hooray!
Welcome to small podcast filled conversation world, Sammy Lee podcast. Hooray.
Hooray.
So this is spoiler filled film conversation. Hooray. I am Richard. Hello. With me is Anthony.
Hello.
Jamie.
Hello.
And Abby.
Hello. Fair warning, listener. It isn't going to get any more professional than this.
Hello. Hey, wee.
All right.
It's going to get 90% more cockney, apparently.
Yeah.
Ooh, apples and pears, dog and bone, tomfoolery. Wee. You're only supposed to do the bloody podcast.
Oh,
Anyway, Jesus
that one
Christ.
was the worst one so far.
Hands up, it was. Right, anyway, we're here to talk about films. We select a film every week or so, and we look at it and we chat about it and we record it and we put it out there, and that's where you come in. Click away or click on, it's up to you. But seeing as you have clicked on and are listening, we're going to chat about the film The Small World of Sammy Lee, which I selected. So we'll tell you who made it by reading off my phone. The Small World of Sammy Lee is from 1963. It was directed by Ken Hughes and written by him as well. It stars Anthony Newley, Julia Foster, Robert Stevens, Wilfred Bramble, and a handful of other actors.
Warren Mitchell.
It was Warren Mitchell.
Alf Garnett.
From
His
Step
brother
Brothers.
in The
Oh no, his
Delicatessen.
brother. Yeah, we've got
Yeah.
a lot of classic sitcom characters playing tiny roles in this, haven't we?
Somehow I missed Wilfred Bramble in the credits. So when he turned up, I was like, it's fucking Steptoe.
Yeah, Roy Kinnear's in it as well. He's like,
Yeah.
Willy Wonka and things like that. He gets about, doesn't he? His little chubby face being it. He's usually a dickhead in things. We've got some of the great British dickheads playing rule. Like, the guy who plays Steptoe and Steptoe and Son is a dickhead at that, but he was all right in this. He's all nice.
But one of the few sympathetic characters.
Yeah. But there's a whole myriad of people who are dickheads and things from the British kind of 60s into 70s
I
eras.
like that when we talk about largely usually American character actors, it's, oh, hey, it's that guy, but British character actors, they're all dickheads.
But that's their specialism. That's what they're noted for.
I haven't looked this up, but I think the guy who Sammy Lee getting is in a poker game with the dealer is a guy who's in Once Upon a Time in the West and gets shot by at the
Is
start of
he?
that film. He's in the famous, like, let's all crowd Charles Bronson at a station or fuck, he shot us all bollocks scene.
Oh, he's
I
one of them.
think. Think he is. Could be wrong. Let's not fact check. Let's not change our habits now.
Absolutely not.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, all that is to say, I selected this film just because I wanted something a bit vintage 60s. Why not Swinging London? Oh, London Town, where all the hip cats are hanging out, and the slightly less hip cats who just run
Square
various
cats?
convenience stores. Yes, the square dogs, the square
Mm-hmm.
patrons of old London Town. Yeah, I just fancied something like that, and I picked this and gave it to you guys to look at because it's quite good, not because it's bad or weird or anything. And then Jamie saved us all time doing this podcast by pointing out that this film is basically Uncut Gems in London, in London. And then you're like, oh, there's nothing else to say. It's Uncut Gems, but in London in the 60s, isn't it? There you go. So watch Uncut Gems or this, and you're done, isn't it? Right.
Bye.
Bye.
I
Just sticking around for more insights. What do you guys? Had anyone seen this before? Hands up.
saw it
No.
with you.
It's good to ask for hands up on an audio
Yeah.
podcast.
So Abby, you'd seen it with me for the first. I'd watched it with you the first time round. But you hadn't heard of it before then, no? I hadn't ever heard of it before then either.
No.
It's probably one of those, oh, movies that Edgar Wright watched before he did one of his film movies, isn't it? It's one of those sort of
Yeah.
clever film boffins have watched this before and have heard of it, so shut up, don't
Edgar
tell me
Wright
about
or
it.
Guy Ritchie?
Guy Ritchie might have. It's a very Guy Ritchie movie as well, isn't it? There's a lot of like running about, doing deals. Oh, I think I'll, yes, basically lock stock, isn't it? The plot of this. With one
Kind
guy
of, yeah.
instead of four. He doesn't get all violent and into robberies, but he does, you know, take a packet of marijuana somewhere. It's like the height of criminality in the 60s.
I still find it really weird, even though I knew people were doing lots of drugs in the late 60s into the 70s. I still find it really weird thinking of drug dealers in the 60s.
I mean, what part of the music and culture did not, did you think there weren't drug dealers in the 60s?
I think it's because the stereotype of drug dealers now doesn't translate backwards.
Or like XL Bully dogs and like, what are
Hang
you, like tracky bottoms? What do you mean?
I did, yeah, just the
What does a 60s drug dealer look like, is what you're thinking?
yeah.
In my head, it's like classy.
Classy.
It's just because in the 60s, everyone wore a suit, so everything
Yeah,
seems much
that's,
classier
yeah.
than it is.
Well, in this, the drug dealer's pointed out to be, oh, he's as white as a, what does he say? Just a
Driven
white guy.
snow?
Driven, some black guys be like, yes, he was as white as the driven snow. Well, anyway, he's a white guy in a Mac and a shirt and tie and. I don't know, but the thing is, if you're dealing drugs, you don't want to be, like wearing, you don't have long hair and look like a hippie or something, do you? You want to look like anyone. I don't know why we're teaching people how best to deal drugs. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure
In
you
the
do a good job
60s
already, mister.
specifically. Yeah, n now it's relatively, you just send WhatsApp messages and then the police unveil their incredible plan that they actually do monitor you on your special app for encrypting your texts. That happened in Will's mind, that the Welsh police caught a bunch of drug dealers because they sold them an app that they said was encrypted from the police, but was just the police monitoring it.
I love how many crimes have been solved by the police lying.
Just,
Just.
and how many crimes have been committed by the police lying? That's a, yeah,
No,
brilliant. Anyway, right, sorry. Anthony, had you heard of this, seen of it before or anything?
I never heard of it at all, which is surprising. After I watched it, I was like, this probably should be better known. But no, I had no idea coming in. I my expectations were, because it was like the 60s, like it could have gone either way. It could have gone like weird psychedelic, I don't know what's happening, or it could have gone kitchen sink drama. So
Yeah,
I wasn't
it's
quite
yeah.
sure where it was going to go at first. So I was expecting like maybe somewhere in between the two.
It does step a foot into kitchen sink drama a little bit, doesn't it? Like it's got a bit of,
Like
well.
for a while, she could sorry, Patsy, who's come all the way from Bradford to London to find Sammy, and you're like, is it because you're pregnant? Are you going to have some kind of back alley abortion? Is that what this is about?
You kind of expect an abortion par for the course in movies like this to do. But yeah, there was some misogyny aimed at her, and she, you know, was made to feel bad by pretty much everyone she meets in London. So it's
Guess
a
what was
bit,
charming, wasn't
yeah. And a landlady did think that owning a cat meant you're a pufter, which is not
it?
nothing gayer than owning a cat, guys. Come on, no one knows that. Not that there's anything wrong with owning a cat. One of my best friends own cats. I own a cat sometimes when I'm not being gay. I honestly now. Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, so it's got,
You
you
go
know,
the
I'm
other way
just.
when you are being gay, you
When I
don't
am
own a
being a
cat.
gay. Whichever way. It's puffy when I don't pet it or nothing queer like that. Fucking. Don't pet my cat like a woman would. So weird. I thought it was so odd when she just has a go at him for not having a dog or whatever. Anyway. Jimmy, had you come across the small world of Sammy Lee? It's very small. You'd lose it in a haystack.
No, same, basically exactly the same answer as Anthony. I had never heard of this. and I was kind of surprised by how kind of edgy for the time it was for like a British 60s film of this like genre.
It's a real slice of life contemporary movie for the time it's
Yeah,
from, isn't it?
but it also like kind of again for the time, obviously this isn't really true now, but like kind of explicit in a lot of ways, in ways I wasn't expecting.
Heavy.
And
Like, it's really honest about stuff that goes on in real life, but it's not dour or really.
right, yeah.
It's like exploitative, but it's mature.
And also towards the end, surprisingly violent. But also, like, it feels, I think what Anthony said is right, that the fact that it's not more recognized or talked about is surprising now that I've seen it, because it seems almost kind of ahead of its time. Like the Uncut Gems thing is like not really a joke, because it is, it's a similar plot, but it's also like a similar, it's similar in that it's paced in a similar way, and it is very stressful.
And
Like,
the character's doing a similar thing. They've got a lot of plates spinning. It's about their gambling. It,
like
they're busy.
the
Yeah.
pacing of it is it felt a lot more modern than I was expecting.
If
And
yeah.
the way it kind of ratchets the tension up, and you and following this character who's like kind of sympathetic but also not. Like,
Yeah.
it's a film that has a like questionably likable protagonist, which also surprised me.
And what was the biggest surprise for me? Because it is very much like the template for f it's a template for things, and you didn't realize it was a template because you'd never heard of it. Like, famous films have this sort of story arc or this character in them, or plot, plot line, like in Lock, Stock or Uncut Gems or something like that. And it's just, it doesn't get brought up with like, oh, Brighton Rock or something, where, oh yeah, that old black and white classic pseudo gangster films, and it doesn't get mentioned, I don't think, like you say, and it should, because it's good. And it's, yeah, like, it's ahead of its time in terms of how behind the scenes it is with the world of, I guess, stripping and stand up and wheeling and dealing. It is about telling you the reality, which is it's this scummy business for like cutthroats and pricks, and it's not like a nice world. And it's exploitative, and this guy lives in it, and has been there for a while, I guess. What effect that has on you, I guess. I suppose, I don't know.
It was based on a like a one man play as well, where it was I think it was done for TV, and Anthony Newley, the guy who plays Sammy in the movie, played him in the TV version, like the play version, and it was just him. I guess like trying to do all of the wheeling and dealing to get the money, but like it's just him doing it, alone for however long that would be.
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, that's, it works better to have the people he has to, like, all the running around in the small, like, block of Soho is good. I prefer the movie that way than watching a man do a monologue having
Yeah, I mean, it would
conversations,
be, I
I
think
don't
it would be
think.
different if you were watching that on like that kind of one man show. Actually watching it live on stage would probably be more interesting. I don't know. I'm the
I'd
bottle
watch
episode man though, so it's like I always love stuff like
it.
that.
So I can see it working as a play, as you describe. What's fucking weird, right, is, I don't know, Abby, I know you know Anthony Newley from Dr. Doolittle, right?
Yes.
Where he's a singing fake Irishman.
Questionable accent in
Yeah,
Dr.
that's right.
Dolittle.
Oh wow,
I feel
a
bad
version
that
of Dr. Doolittle with questionable accents. Somebody should let Robert Downey Jr. know.
Well,
You're going on a journey.
the first a journey, boys, bloody hell. Yeah, no, fucking, there was the 60s one, insulted the Irish, and the Downey Jr. one insulted the Welsh, I guess, isn't
Celts, we're not safe.
it?
Yeah.
And also, which is a remarkable credit, Anthony Newley, probably Anthony, this is probably where you've heard of him from, the Garbage Pail Kids movies, right?
I just found that as well.
Oh, has anyone watched that piece of shit? I've watched reviews of it.
Absolutely not.
I've always wanted to, but I've never had
Oh,
the
God.
courage.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Lee, not spelt like the name of this film, dared us to watch that. And I was like, I don't know, mate. I don't want to do a terrible, I don't want to do literally a garbage film. But yeah, he's also in a popular version of Oliver Twist. But who isn't these days, am I right? Everyone's done that. Classic.
Wait, is that the one with Oliver Reed? Like the
I'd have to
movie
look at it.
version, or is it a different one? He
It's from,
was the
isn't
Artful
it?
Dodger, I think.
In
So that would
48.
need to put him back
Yeah,
in
he's
the
in the,
40s somewhere.
yeah,
Oh, then.
he's in the 48 version, yeah. I haven't seen that, but that's his like major credit. But like in this, he's very good. I like him. He's doing his more authentic accent of a Londoner. He doesn't talk like that. But he has a he's he talks like I mean, he looks like Terry Jones from the Pythons a little bit.
Oh yeah, kind of.
Like a little slimmer and a little more worried, I guess.
I could have sworn when like his poster came up that it was Steve Martin.
On the side of the club, like.
Yeah. Only that poster. But I was
With
like,
his
that's Steve
straw hat or
Martin.
whatever. Yeah, because the idea is it's about I don't, this is like a fucking bygone era where, so obviously in the 60s you haven't got hardcore pornography videos at your sweaty little fingertips to just rifle one click away from dirty gangbangs. So in the 60s people had to wait until a reasonable hour, get up, buy a ticket to a strip club where they had not only live models taking their clothes off only to the bra or they'll all go to jail, but
Yeah.
they
No,
have
no. They could go that bro if they wore pasties. It's the
oh, okay,
nips. They can't show the nips.
can't
That
slip the
wasn't
nip.
another bit that I actually was quite surprised by when I was watching this. When there are a couple of moments where they do go full like topless with the pasties on. I was like, is this? I don't know how the Hays Code worked back then. I'm assuming it was just an American thing,
Yeah, it's not done off
but
like a
like,
British film.
was there not a British equivalent?
They
Just
are.
general British attitude.
Yeah, there must have been like
Didn't need
a.
the Hays Code. We had stiff upper lips and don't talk to
Stiff upper other
anybody.
things. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's not speculate. But they did. They didn't. We didn't see breasts and nipples for a reason because it's not happening. You start being a stag movie at that point, didn't you?
Very nearly saw bum. Very nearly.
Well, I wasn't watching this film to see ladies' parts, by the way, guys. I didn't say, "Oh, you love this fucking tits all over it." I'm more mature than that. But I was going to remark on. So these geezers had to get up, walk to Soho or catch the bus, go buy a ticket to a live show where they have a fucking live band, like
Yeah.
play. It's all smoking board playing live. There's no fucking prick DJ being like, "Here's Chantel," and. Then some fucking Basement Jacks plays while some underpaid woman from Scotland takes her tits out. That doesn't happen. Like, no DJ booth, like live band, incredible. And then the premise of like a stage show, like they had like actors who do
Production
nothing.
value was
Yeah.
surprising.
Like smoke machine cutouts, wood cutouts, actors who
That
just,
big sort
yeah.
of tiki head sort of thing with a chute so that someone could be sacrificed to the gods.
Yeah. What was the preamble? Because Sammy's job was to come out and make a few crap jokes about.
He's like the MC. Like
Yeah,
he comes
he's a
out and
stand up who
works the crowd.
MCs. Utterly irrelevant now, isn't it? They were like, oh, there's a man in a tuxedo coming out to tell us there's going to be a stripper on in a minute.
You're right. It is. It's weird that like that people can just take it for granted now that you can just open a private tab and find so many stepmoms stuck in washing machines or
Yeah.
whatever the current hotness
Well,
is.
back then it was woman stuck in a tiki head.
Yeah.
Oh no. But was
And
there
the
was
other one in
one?
a bath.
Yeah.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
she was in a bath.
What was the main set? It was like there's an actor who there's a fat bloke who puts on a fake beard and pretends to be a lar or something. But
Oh
like, what was it? It's like, oh, and now we go to Allah's like
Yeah.
harem or something.
It was
And
yeah, some kind of like Eastern exotic or Middle Eastern exotic thing, and then yeah, just a white lady from South London comes out.
yeah,
The
and
Garden
then
of Allah.
That
the garden, that's nice, that's classy. I'd happen, and then all the men just staring like, fucking hell yeah. Like,
I've as someone who's done
stripping.
theatre, as
Wow.
the other two of you have also done, there was something about the
Oh.
audition where you say like waggle it. She says, I am waggling it. Whereas
Yeah.
I haven't waggled it, but I've done a bunch of other stuff that people have insisted I'm not already doing.
You've emerged from a tiki head. Yeah, that's the job I want is stripper, background actor. I want to play bearded Allah in my harem with other sex workers around me, watching the main stripper come out and do a dance to a live band in a smoke-filled room with actual fags being smoked and people
Yeah.
backstage smoking and everyone dying of cancer before the end of the film.
Yeah.
That's the job for me.
Yeah, I did. I watched two films from the 60s. From the 60s. No, I think they're actually, never mind, not 60s. One from the 60s, and then I yesterday watched a film from the 40s. So I've watched two films this weekend full of people just pulling out cigarettes and smoking them in all kinds of situations, like in a doctor's office. And the doctor, as he's telling you something, will just pull out a cigarette and light up and start smoking it.
Yeah, it is. I heard a quote about like, what was that famous bearded guy who was really good at cricket? What's
Freddie
his name?
Field? Jesus.
Yeah, I think it's not Jesus.
WC Fit, there's a
Yeah, it might be him.
Field something.
Yeah, WC Fields, like the toilets. WC Fields. His advice was to not smoke a pipe while playing cricket. That was just good advice. Like you can have a cigarello, but not a pipe is too far. So yeah, but in fairness, everyone smoked like fucking chimneys back then, so why not? I don't know why you bought it. I don't know why it's enjoyable to see people do the forbidden the forbidden. It's more terrible than drugs in movies, isn't it? Seeing people smoking, like, oh my God.
It
They
is
could be
weird
doing
now when it happens. You're like, oh yeah. Because you forget, especially for us who like grew up on the threshold of when it became kind of like much less acceptable.
Yeah, you can if you do heroin in a film, I don't blink or think twice about it. Someone lights up in a cafe and I'm like, fucking hell, look at this.
Can't do that
This guy could be arrested.
there.
Anyway. So I thought it was like, what is this job this guy has? He's a MC stand-up comedian.
For £5 a week.
From like I don't know, 11 o'clock is when the strip joint opens, like people come to work. The cleaners are in there before that. And they're like, oh, dearie me, well, how are you? You know, oh, no, dear, you come the wrong time. Now it's here before 11 o'clock. Ooh, you know, like but from
Love
the.
how lived in the whole of the world they live in is the peep show's got cleaners, there's people out on the streets doing stuff all the time. You see the bin men, you see the guys outside their shops. There's just people everywhere
He's
doing
got.
things.
He's got his little person friend who sells newspapers.
And gives you tips, shit tips on horse
Yeah, on the
races.
horses. He
What is
wasn't the
it?
only one who gave shit tips on the horses, though, was he?
He gets a lot of
Everyone,
bad advice, I think, throughout the
just yeah. There's a sense he's been following bad advice most of his life as well. But like yeah, so Sammy Lee is this stand-up comedian in a strip club who has to do shit. Like he does a small enough bit of an intro to each act. That he could fuck off about the town for a bit and come back. So that his plot is basically he does a quick, he does the same jokes, intros the Garden of Allah, you know, says like welcome to the peep show and you're welcome to it, and then bada bing bada boom, he can go around running around and doing deals because basically the movie opens with him losing a game of poker, having quite a good hand, and then the op his opposite, his dealer has like a better one. And he's absolutely fucked and owes hundreds of pounds.
I think it's like £500, according to somebody on IMDb. That's like, I think it's, oh shit, £5,100 in 2023. Fair play to someone updating the IMDb trivia for this film specifically in 2023.
Yeah. Yes. Whoever you are, I'm sure they'll listen to this because we're talking about it as well. Hello.
Yeah.
I look forward to the fresh update in 2024 as to what the conversion rates are. Yeah, but he's got to chip up the money because he's it owes to pretty much everyone that can owe him money.
Well, this is specifically to a guy. Oh, fuck, whose name I now don't remember, but basically, like, he owes a guy money who you don't want to owe money to, and he sees someone he knows who has clearly been in shit with the same person, and his face has been cut up.
You've got an open wound without a bandage on.
Yeah,
or anything.
I was going to say that they keep saying that he's had that done to him in the last like few days. So why isn't he covered in bandages or at least got some stitches or something?
Wrestling logic.
Yeah. Well, no, wrestling logic would be
bandage on the outside of the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they want to make a point, don't it? That Sammy should be worried. Yes. Sammy's basically got this debt. The whole film is about him trying to alleviate this debt, and he can't. You know, he has a number of different avenues to try. Some of which he's like morally opposed to. Others he sort of has to slowly be worn down into doing. And there's a lot more complicated. Well, you know, what's it called? Like, borrowing from Paul to pay Simon, or what's that Bible phrase?
Borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, I think.
Yeah, and then sending Steptoe around to go do all that for you.
Harold! Sorry.
Is that his name? Is that his
Harold. No, Harold was the son.
Right.
What was the senior Steptoe's?
Pretty sure he exclusively referred to him as Git.
You dirty old man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've had the theme to that and Only Fools and Horses in my head for the last couple of days because of this film.
In this film, though, the Steptoe guy, what job does he have? He seems to be
it's like
golfer.
His assistant.
You're the assistant to an MC in a strip club.
The theatre.
Yeah.
And because he likes him, he just does stuff for him. And he gets paid as well.
He'll be getting a tenner. Of this after and a bus driver only makes £10.20 for a whole day, so just be glad something that's the justification, isn't it? Like, how grateful you should be to do all my chores for me.
Oh,
bus
Albert.
Drivers have to work harder.
Sorry, it was that's Albert Steptoe.
I see, thank you. He wasn't Albert in this though.
No, I'm stuck on Steptoe and Son now. Any American listeners, by the way, Sanford and Son was a remake of Steptoe and Son.
Only like white guys in Britain.
Well, yeah, right, white rag and bone men in Britain. Also, I would say Steptoe and Son was a lot more depressing than Sanford and Son.
Absolutely.
What isn't more depressing in Britain than America?
Oh yeah. Every sitcom that gets remade, the one with Alf Garnett. Speaking of. Who's also in this?
Well, we got the NHS and we don't have as terrible a time with guns, so there's that. That's about it, though. Everything else is better in America. They got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in America. Wow.
Everything in Britain is just Hovis ads and Wallace and Gromit.
You just need to compare, like, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and we had Big Daddy. That's how you
don't,
can compare.
Don't forget Jimmy Savile was a wrestler too.
America's got plenty of paedophiles as well. Don't worry
Fair
about
enough.
It. Right, sidetracked. Anthony, where were we? What happened in this film? Were you enjoying it? What was going on?
Where were we? I suppose we're establishing that he needs to pay back this £300 in a matter of, I don't know, what, 5 or 6 hours, I suppose.
You've talked it down to £300. Was it £300?
Five.
Yeah, okay, right, mate. It felt like there was lots of numbers being thrown about, in fairness.
I think he scraped together £200 fairly quickly. And
yeah.
It was the other three that was a problem for him.
It was £300.
Oh, school.
No,
school.
It was not. It's five. Oh fuck, no, you're right, it was three.
Oh shit.
Bollocks.
Well, let's not all haggle over the accuracy of it's some money. Anthony's probably right because he said it with authority.
No, it is. I'm looking at it right now. It was 300.
Right. So
Son of a
the point
bitch.
is he doesn't have that fucking money.
Yeah.
And who is it? Was it Afghani who he talked to first in the
His
shop? Was it?
yeah. So this is something I wanted to talk about because it's not something I don't think it's very it's very common. Maybe it's just me. But like, it's the fact that he's Jewish and his brothers are also Jewish. I feel like that's a really rare thing to see in films that are set or anything that's set where this is set. Like it was
There is a
very.
Jewish community in London,
No,
in
I know, but you
suburbs.
don't see it very much in like media, especially like this.
I liked how multicultural it was generally.
Yeah.
Like it, not so much like in the club itself, but when he was out and about in the streets, there was a lot of different kinds of people.
Yeah, it
And
was.
the opening kind of not montage, but the opening scenes where you just have the camera kind of wandering around the streets of London. And it's picking up all like the different kind of multicultural shops and businesses going
Yeah,
on there.
we're just following a bin truck that's all clean up from the night before, setting the scene for the
It's like
fresh day of
being on a
ice.
bus where you just go past all like the takeaways and restaurants and stuff.
I was a bit dubious at first because it's like this can go one of two ways. You're either setting it up as a like a multicultural hub of everyone, like a melting pot of all different cultures and stuff, and there's just things that are just happening here, or you're setting it up as a scummy,
It's scary.
sleazy part of town,
Whoa,
and
this is where
I'm
all the
not sure I'm
dirty foreigners
comfortable
are.
with that.
And then Afghan it turns up,
Luckily,
and we
oh
were pleasantly
God.
surprised.
Yeah, no, he plays a Jewish man.
Nice one. A few of us were geared up for, oh, it's not going to be one of those horrible. There's a reason no one's heard of the small world of Sam Raimi because it's a racist world of Confessions of a Bigoted stand-up, but it doesn't go that direction. It's just got slice of life shit in it, and Afghani runs a shop, and he's the brother of Sammy Lee, right? Not Afghani,
Yeah.
the actor who plays Afghani
Yeah.
in, sitcoms. Does he? So
Warren
he,
Mitchell.
right? And he, Sammy, this is the first. Obviously, when you're because this is a story about a gambler. First port of call when gambling is always family. Lean on the old family. See if you can like get them to lend you something, and they know they see it coming because you've done it 100 times,
Yeah.
and so it's the age old, we all know where this is going. It's no, yes, and then I can't really afford this, and then I think the spoiler is what is what wife comes back and is like, oh, let's fuck off. No, is that the
Yeah.
idea? That's the first sort of pitfall, isn't it? She
Yeah,
puts the
she
kibosh.
there's it very quickly establishes that like this has happened or similar things have happened multiple times, although this time does seem to be worse. But she's already familiar with like, no, he's just fucking the only time he ever comes around is when he wants money.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the pretty accurate and typical portrait of a gambler, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're anyone know people like that, or is anyone that person? I think I'm not a gambler, but I can see a
Yeah,
little bit.
having people just admit on the podcast. Well,
Oh
we do have a problem.
no! Oh, what's wrong with admitting you're a gambler? That's step one to be able to fleece money out of someone.
I have never been able to gamble. I don't. I will admit I don't understand a lot of gambling. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm just really bad at maths.
Movie gambling is always weird because it's just people shouting in a room and holding up money, and I never
I
know what's
assume
going
that's
on.
what it's like in real life too, because I don't know any different. Like, whenever I see card games and people being like all in and pushing a bunch of chips and watches and shit into the middle of the table, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what it's like.
I never understood how you can come to an agreed price for an item
Like a watch
off
or
the
something.
cuff. Yeah.
Because the person who is betting against someone who will accept a watch as collateral is a fucking dickhead who doesn't need the money. I guess it's like a ad-libbed pawn shop negotiation, isn't it? Like,
Yeah.
Swiss watch, blah, blah, blah. In movies, poker games that end like this are always completely. Like, who the fuck gets into a game like that in real life? Like, fuck off, are you putting a watch down or a car key or like, well, we can't bet that. Like, how am I meant to? How am I meant to? Like, I can take your money that you have here on the table. I can't. Like, you want me to do business deals with you afterwards? Like, you can imagine like night out with the boys, few beers, game of poker. I bet the deeds to my car or like a fucking remortgage my house. No, I'm not doing work after this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you get a car, it's like when you see someone win a car on a game show or anything, you're like, oh, that's so much fucking work they're gonna have to do now.
Like, I'm not accepting. I'm not accepting a watch as collateral. I'm not. That's not. That's worth. That's more. That. Sorry, I'm so angry. If I won a watch, I'd be like, see, that now is me having to do work for money.
Now I just have a watch.
You should pay me to take the watch. I don't want fucking watch as payment. Fuck that noise.
This kind of does come up in the film much later on, whenever like no one will take a check, like it
Well, of
has to be
course not.
cash, and like yeah, and then that made me think like yeah, I don't want to take a check now in
Those fuckers,
2023.
they can bounce or be cancelled at any time. It's basically like a lie. Do you want a piece of lies on a paper
The
that may become truth in
idea
time?
of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So fair enough. But then some of the stuff he's doing isn't gambling related. It's like purchasing things. So you should be able to accept a check if you were legitimate, isn't it?
One of the things that I did really like about this, and it happens throughout the film, is this constant escalation of him like doing ver like wheeling and dealing around various people to try and get the money up, and the whole time he's trying to keep track of everything that he's got going on. Like it, like you just said, the it's him sort of having to spin all these plates and keep all this shit
He has to
straight.
start writing notes after a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a phone book with a few names in and numbers. Because he obviously does deals. People are used to him turning up and trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
It's like buy for less, sell for more, and may or may not, the items may or may not exist at any point.
We also do the early on in the film is where Patsy comes in too,
Yes, that's right. So
and
who's
has to.
she?
So I guess someone Sammy had a fling with an alarmingly young girl he had a fling with.
I think yeah, he said he was playing one of the holiday camps
Oh God!
up
Oh
in
my
the
God!
north,
That's oh.
and he met her up there.
So, and because
Oh,
he's
fucking Pontins.
a charming stand-up comedian from London, he's, somehow given her like a line of bullshit that is she's taking quite literally to come down to London and,
Yeah, but it's yeah, they had sex
like presumably. It's
because at one
the
point he's like, "You're pregnant, are you?" And
she'll meet Michael Caine in Alfie, and she will need a back door abortion, back alley abortion.
but she comes to get a job at the club. I think he's yeah, he was like, "Yeah, come down and I can get you a job at the club," not thinking she would, and then she does, and. It's this her like interview, such as it is, was one of the first points in the film where I was like, oh, this is pushing some boundaries a little bit more than I was expecting it to, where the guy, like Sammy's boss, just like makes her take her clothes off so
Well,
you
it's
can just have a look and then be like, yeah, that'll do.
classic porn casting. Like, I
Yeah.
get naked and I'll have sex with you just to see if you're any good. Thanks. Thanks for that. So you're no good. Now that we've seen all the business. Thanks. No thanks. Yeah, she's a bit wide-eyed and naive in this, isn't
She,
she?
it's I appreciated how it the film does a good job. I think part of it's the way she's written and part of it is her performance, but it does a good job of like establishing her as obviously young and a bit naive, but she's also not completely lost and helpless necessarily. Like she does just sort of go with it and is like, all right, well, I'm here now. Like it's
Yeah.
not gr a great situation, but she's not like a wilting flower who's being fully taken advantage of at all times kind of thing.
Yeah. Julia Foster kind of plays it like the character is expecting to just have a nice boyfriend and get a slightly risky job in London and it'll be fine. And really, she's found out that she's on her fucking own. And that even when he's the nicest character in it, Sammy Lee, kind of, and to her, when he's even been fairly pleasant and he's not, he doesn't feel predatory or anything, but he's still quite offhand and short-tempered with her, and he's not short-tempered with anyone else really. Like,
Yeah,
and
it's
it's really fucked up when they've had sex later in the film. And then he's trying to make more phone calls because he needs to, and she's just trying to talk to him, and he's like, "Look, not now.
Oh no,
Fucking pour me
that's
a drink.
before.
Pour me a drink, and
That's
also like, don't feel you need to tidy up when you're leaving. Goodbye."
all that stuff happens, and then he breaks down because he can't pull all of this shit together.
All right,
And
okay.
it's the first time he like actually breaks down in the film. Like he's kind of on the edge of it for a lot of it, but then he finally like just cries. And then after that, they have sex, and
All
then the next morning he's like, "Oh, what are we going to do with you, eh? Best get back to
right.
Bradford," and just like sends her off to get the bus. And I was like, "Oh, you fucking scumbag!" Like I was invested at that point. It was like, "Wow, what a shit thing to do, Sammy."
It
But then
breaks
he
your
does.
heart a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, you feel, and like it is weird because he's obviously in like his 30s and she's 18, so like it's already not great, but still, for fuck's sake. But then he does like try to like go
It's
after
so
her.
awkward. The way he going after her is like almost an afterthought and part of running away from his problems.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't just because he when it's such an interesting development, their relationship, because he's so nice to her. He's defending her and saying, "Oh, look, she's naive and like she shouldn't be here getting this job as a stripper." So he's quite fucked off when
Yeah.
she's upgraded, when he's off doing something, she's sort of has been convinced or volunteered to be a
Voluntold,
stripper,
I think.
voluntold to strip, right? And she does one act, and he's like watching it because don't stop her, just watch it, and then be like, "Oh, shoulder to cry on." And so, but he seems like genuinely like you, this. You've been worked, yeah. You this shouldn't have
Yeah.
happened, really, and you've done it for me, which is like because I'm in debt, and you're trying to be nice. But it's just so he seems like the good guy, and then when he's just like. So anyway,
There's
obviously we're not having a relationship. You should
a
pop
bus
your
in an
ass back.
hour.
I'll phone the train line and then the bus line, and hey, here's some money that you can fucking have as well. See you later. Don't. It was when he says, "Don't worry about tidying up." I was like, "Oh my
Ah,
God,
oh, fucking.
that's the word. That's like you get castrated for that implication."
He's just assuming she was going to.
Oh, brutal. Abby, what did you make of Sammy and Patty's relationship in this? When
Well,
you're done doing the dishes, obviously, finish that bit. Sorry.
it's the thing, isn't it? Because, like, yes, he's behaving badly, but on the other hand, she did, she's only been with him. They can't have been together more than like a couple of weeks. Like, how long could she have been at a holiday camp for? Like 2 weeks?
That's what I was thinking. Like, I took it as like it was just like a one night fling kind of thing. But I suppose if she is like, if she's just fallen for it,
Yeah,
then.
if we give her some credit and say he maybe talked to her for a week or so before he managed to get her into bed,
Yeah.
then it's still like that's not the kind of thing you turf your ass down from Bradford for.
But she seemed to think he might have been a big shot because it's his club sort of thing because he's on the
Yeah,
poster.
I
And
think,
he's
yeah.
just a strip club comedian, you know. So maybe she was sold a bad bill of rights or whatever the phrase is.
There was enough sense for me at least that in that scene where he's like telling her to go home, there was enough sense that he's doing this for her own good kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things that I really thought was very well done and effective throughout the film was how complicated of a character he was. Because, like I said at the start, like he's not necessarily completely likable or sympathetic, but he's also not a complete piece of shit either. It's
No.
a very kind of multidimensional performance and character generally, like even up to her him like deciding he's gonna bolt and catch the bus with her, and then at the very last minute he gets confronted by the two henchmen, and he could have made it onto that bus, but he's also like, I'm running away again,
I
and
gotta
like
fix
there's
this. Part of it was
they'll come after
he,
me and her.
if he'd have run for the bus, they would have run after him, and then maybe Patsy might have got hurt trying
Yeah,
to intervene.
I took it as the he assumed that even if he went, like they would very easily figure out where he went and they would just come after him anyway.
Yeah, I think he knows the jig is up, more or less, isn't it? And
Yeah.
you could read it as a mercy for her as well. And she's heartbroken and like shouting in the bus and doesn't fully understand what's happening.
Yeah.
It's a good like bit of tragedy for the end to
But
come.
even not to jump too far ahead, but even like how the film ultimately ends and what happens to Sammy isn't like, it's not like a black and white ending. Like it's not
It's a black and white film.
oh fucking hell. But like
It's
but
shades of
like
grey with his character, and it's
yeah,
like it's
it's
not
really
one thing
interesting
or the other.
how it's really interesting how the henchmen deal with him and with each other.
It was really good writing the two henchmen as like different. Like there's the younger one, and then the balding large older one, and the older one is experienced, but he's still doing this shitty
Yeah.
like beating people up who owe debt. So he hasn't come along very far in whatever crime firm he's in. So the young guy's more psychotic and mean, and
Yeah.
the older guy's more respectful and knows how things are done. And so there's a nice like rivalry between the two of them, isn't there? Which is
Yeah, I
sort
like the
of.
way it ultimately pays off as well. Like, literally pays off for Sammy, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to go through all the beats of the film to get to the end, because we're talking about it already. We can talk about the ending and then talk about some of the interaction Sammy has, because he basically snakes his way through Soho. He has this little theme tune, doesn't he? Where
Oh yeah.
he jogs. I mean, what would you describe his run?
Think he's ever had to run before in his life, and he's giving his best guess.
Just where do you put your hands when you up a bit? Not camp up, but like just up, and I don't know, like I'm in a rush for a bus that isn't going to leave too quickly.
I don't know. I am a runner. I don't have this problem because after a while you just develop a knowledge of what to do with your hands.
You just sprint with your
Does
hands
it look right
straight.
though?
Oh, I don't know.
It's
Now you've got
Forrest
me. You put them
Gump
behind you like Naruto.
style. Wait, what's the theme? Come and do the little theme tune Sammy has.
Oh, let me just bust out my trumpet.
As soon as you said that, it got entirely replaced by the theme tune to Police Squad.
Oh,
Which,
do 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 do
yeah, I
do
was
do
actually
do do.
thinking, and it this is not the case, but I have not been able to like move on from it. I mentioned the Only Fools and Horses theme earlier, but does anyone remember the original theme from before it had the song?
What, before the na
Yeah,
na na na
the
da da
first
what?
like episode, maybe a couple of episodes, had a different theme song, and it was
Did
just an
not know
instrument.
that.
Yeah, and it's just an instrumental song that goes, and I was like, oh, now that's the music for this film in my head.
Is that some sort of acoustic kazoo playing you were doing there? What was that?
It was me trying to do like brass with my mouth.
That's what I did ask, but not the right theme, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, I don't remember that theme tune for Only Fools and Horses. But then, yes, it has some in common with Only Fools and Horses as well, doesn't it? Because it's about bullshit.
It's like a particularly dark episode of Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah, there's that episode where it becomes all sleazy and marijuana dealing and stuff. Does he ever do crimes beyond selling moody merchandise? It's pretty bad selling stolen goods, right?
Oh, Del Boy? No,
Yeah.
they never graduate to it.
He doesn't do like
There's no drug dealing in Only Fools and Horses.
bit of GBH or something.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't think he'd be against it though. It's just not something that came up in his. He
Yeah.
never got the opportunity.
Do you want to deal
I
a
don't
bit
think
of
he'd be.
sniff, Del Boy? Oh,
I don't think he'd be morally opposed. It would be more like what the potential ramifications would be legally.
I want to see the sort of Only Fools and Horses, but where it gets into proper vice
Oh,
now.
like gritty, gritty non-comedy reboot of Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah, just the word plonker being used, but while striking a woman across the face with a ring, hand.
Rodney, you plonker.
You fucking plonker, you killed the wrong bird.
There
You're gonna
was supposed
be
to be an American remake with John Leguizamo as the Del Boy character.
No.
No, thank
There was
God.
also that, was it like a dramedy series, the one that was a prequel that was called like Rock and Chips or
Rockin'
something?
Chips. Oh, yeah. Fucking,
You
it was
made
like
some
young
shit,
Del
didn't
Boy.
you? With a guy from In
Yeah.
Between Us, isn't it?
Yes. Oh my
Go
God.
and watch that.
No. Anyone on earth?
You remembered it.
Yeah.
Why is
But
it called
that's the thing, they
Rock and
promoted it quite
Chips?
heavily and then nobody could be asked.
Is it like a seaside thing, Rock and Chips, like Candy Rock? And
I
because
think
that's not
so.
a meal, is it? Rock and Chips. Well, I don't. What is that, a Peckham delicacy?
I
Anyway,
don't know. I was
back.
just, I was clearly a fan of Only Fools and Horses when I was younger. I used to watch it quite a lot.
Oh, Del Boy falling through the bar, best bit of comedy ever, brilliant.
Okay, I get what Stuart Lee is saying. He's right. That shouldn't be number one, but it is a funny bit.
I mean, let's not
It's a.
forget knocking the wrong chandelier down, guys. Come on.
Hey,
Classic.
slapstick, when it's done well, is funny.
Yeah. That bit where Rodney has to give a back alley abortion. That's hilarious. Granddad, you're getting blood
It's
everywhere.
not
Ooh.
Granddad, no, Uncle Albert.
It was
Dude,
Granddad. Granddad as well was in it. Granddad was in the first, he was in it when the shitty made up theme tune you came up with was in it, right?
Granddad was like the whole first season, I think, and then
Your
the act.
favorite one with the first theme tune in season zero. Fucking hell, back on point. Sammy has a lot of fun stuff to
Yeah.
do. It is basically he pops up, runs around Soho, and then occasionally tries to buy tea or not quite eat a sandwich and then puts it on another woman's plate and has to carry on going and meeting people and phoning people. And there's like someone's trying to buy his mother's the chair his mother used to sit in. This is one of his
The chair
prized
she
possessions.
died in, as he establishes.
I think I'd want rid of that, right?
The enigmatic Mr. Anderson.
Do we ever see?
Mr.
Is he?
Anderson.
Do we see
We don't
Anderson?
see him. He's only ever on the end of a phone.
Yeah.
He wants the chair. He's got other deals with Sammy, but the chair is apparently some antique that's worth having.
Yeah.
They do some nice cinematography where they have him sort of realize he might have to get rid of the chair.
Yeah, he keeps looking at it, and like the chair becomes like like the invisible ghost of his mum is in it.
Yeah, and it's like a totem of how low has he gone?
Yeah, and she, I think he says, yeah, she had arthritis, and it was bad enough that she just couldn't get out of the chair, and then eventually she just died in it.
Fucking hell. Sad. But yeah, let's talk about some of the bits and bobs that stand out for people, and then we'll say that's covering Sammy Does Deals.
I want to talk about his lovely prostitute neighbor who's always offering him money, but
Oh,
he
yeah.
doesn't want to take it.
She was delightful, wasn't she?
She was just
She
trying to
was.
help. That's the thing is like there are certain opportunities do come up that could potentially get him out of it, but he won't take it.
Yeah. What did you want to say about Anthony? What about her? Just interesting that she t is there or.
I suppose it's trying. It's. I think it's kind of linked in with like the symbolism from his mother, because he doesn't want to take, help from like women or take money off of women,
Not in that
for
way, anyway. Yeah.
yeah to solve his kind of like problems, but then it's just like but then he's like very dismissive of her, and then he tells her to like go away like halfway through, and then she never comes back again. And I'm just like, oh, I wish I had a lovely prostitute neighbor who's always coming over
It
offering me money. You
is. It's one of those.
wish you
It's
were a
one.
ponce, is that what you say? I wish I was just pimping my neighbors out.
It's one of those. It's a really good example of any time in a film or any sort of story where like the solution for the main character is right fucking there, and then they don't take it, and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, it's
Like,
not.
you just.
I wouldn't say it's the solution because the lending the money off of someone nice, he can fuck people out. Like the man in the with their various shops and businesses, he can sell goods to them and not deliver. He can scam and lend
Yeah,
send
but then is it
checks
just in
and.
more trouble with more dangerous people? If she
No.
lends him money, she's not going to beat the shit out of him if he
But
doesn't pay it back.
that's why his moral compass is such.
Yeah.
People who are in the game of
Right.
deals and stuff are
Doesn't
okay to
matter
do.
if, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you borrow there from them or fuck them over or keep them waiting. People who are nice should not be like taken advantage of. Even
Involved, yeah.
his brother is going to lend him money, and he's eventually like, "Nah, don't worry about
Yeah,
it."
that was one of the things I did I liked was that he could have taken money from his brother ultimately and
Yeah.
like specifically decided not to. I also really liked hearing guys with London accents say words like mashuga. It's again, it's not, I
Yeah,
always
it's odd,
associate that
isn't
kind of like, it's to me that's very like American Jewish. Like
Sure.
I associate it with like American gangster movies.
I don't know, there's Doug the Head in Snatch. He's a little bit of London Jewish representation that happens in Guy Ritchie's little world. Guy Ritchie eventually takes over this little corner
Yeah.
of cinema. Who? So the this is that's the prostitute who thinks it's gay to own cats, right?
Yes.
Puffy. Jury's out. Who else? Abby, did anyone stand out for you?
I don't know, it was more the cast of the Peep Show as a collective,
Oh, so
just.
like the people who work in the theatre peep show, like the manager, the backstage people. Who for you
Like,
stood
for
out?
example, the stage manager who was just endlessly like, "You're meant to be on stage. We
Yeah.
started 5 minutes ago. Where's this? What's happening?"
Yes,
He's a prick, but he is right, isn't he? Like the guy is paid to do this one thing and he's always somewhere else. He's always on the
totally.
phone.
He would
Like
do my
look
nothing if I was trying to run that place.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. Maybe I like that the comment it's making about how veteran stand-ups and people who do this sort of work, they got their material, it's ready to go. So they don't need to worry about it. So they can leave everything to the last fucking minute and be like endlessly irritating to everyone because they're used to their little world and their thing is done and dusted and easy. So they're an absolute liability to rely on. I think it's a fair observation. I think it feels real. Like people are like that, frustrating and yet getting by. Also, like Sammy's character felt like it should go with the movie Billy Liar. Like when that woman comes from Bradford, it feels like the film Billy Liar, which is about a guy promising himself he's going to go to London to make a go of it. She's like the girlfriend that went instead or whatever. I feel like, has anyone seen Billy Liar, by the way?
No.
Wow, good.
It could. Do you think it could twin with this? Like Billy Liar,
Oh,
you watch
totes, yeah.
leads into it almost. Like, anyway, just I guess just a thought. Anyway, so what? Who else at the club? Are anyone else? Any other comments about the life of the Peep Show, not the sitcom?
Let me have a quick look at my notes. They fire one of the dancers either because she has had or will be having a baby. So that was
She had,
unfortunate.
yeah. She'd had a kid, and he's like, yeah, he's really basically like, oh, she's all fucking saggy now because she's had a baby or something, like just really gross shit.
She could get paid more for stripping if she's pregnant until she has the baby. Then your value goes like a second-hand car.
I think this is a good sign of how ch times have changed because if you just go on Pornhub and just put MILF in and the wealth of content you will get.
Right, never mind your specialist interests.
Most of my notes pertain to the various numbers that they did. So we
Yeah.
started off with the Garden of Allah, we had the bathtub. There was that number where they all had various monuments of the world as headdresses, and
Oh,
they were just
yeah.
doing a sort of parade, like a sort of beauty pageant.
That was the bit, I think, where they just had their boobs out with pasties on, and I was like, fucking
Yeah.
elf. Yeah.
I don't want to go to a strip club either way, but I think if strip clubs were like this, I'd be like, well, fucking hell, let's go. It'll be a, if it's a fucking show, you
If it
know?
was a real big production.
We've got disinterested band playing and like a whole fucking thing. Like a choreographer has had to do something here, not just, you know, women doing their best gyrating on a pole. You know, that's that darkly lit bad music and Polish women like doing their very best to not look dead behind the eyes. But like a myriad of costumes and like it'd be interesting
That's
to
not
go
even the
to.
last one. There was the one with the tiki head, then there was the sort of Arabian Nights style one that Patsy took her kit off for.
All the fantasies you'd hope for. That's the top fantasy on Pornhub, did you say, Jamie, was it?
Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights porn.
Genie from Aladdin.
Fucking BBW Garden of Allah, please. Thank you. Oh, I've seen this harem-based pornography before. Yeah. So
I
that's
don't know how
nice.
you translate stepmom trapped in a washing machine to the stage.
You just you gotta get creative with these. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's an unhealthy Freudian problem for modern perverts, isn't it?
On a sideways tangent,
Thank
one
God.
of the things I did not expect was him having to repeatedly spell his name over the phone.
Oh, Lee.
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 L-E. Lee.
L-E-E. With the
Lee.
bashful drums getting louder and louder in the background.
That was
And
a
he's.
really great little scene where they had the
Yeah.
drums and it was sort
Frustrated,
of
building up the tension.
echoing how fucked off he was getting.
Yeah.
What I liked as well, he was doing bits to his disappointed girl sort of girlfriend. Like Patsy was there on the bed, and he was like, "Oh, I picked it because I thought it'd be an easy name to remember."
Yeah, I like that he's doing like, yeah, his it's almost like his stage persona takes over because of how stressed he is. He has to like dissociate.
Yeah, I like how generally he meets people and he makes jokes with them. He has like a repartee and a banter. Like some of the people he meets make jokes as well. Like they, you know, there's a good one of my favorites is oh, who's the bloke? The bloke from fucking what was it? It was like they were setting up. Roy Kinnear is setting up like
Yes.
a new venue and they've got glasses
Yeah.
there and weird things being delivered and he's trying to sort that out. And then Sammy comes and is like, "Hello, I'll think of something to sell you while I'm here, if you
Isn't
like."
there a, isn't there a gay guy in this scene who gets a joke about like I wouldn't know what to do with her or something?
Yes,
Yeah,
like a bust of a woman with her breast.
that's it.
All the everyone's represented the black people, the gay people, the
That was
various
a
white people.
that was another scene that I liked was him be, whenever they say whenever the his gambler friend playing pool says you could always sell drugs and he automatically goes to the black guys he knows because he assumes that they know where to get weed and it's a really good scene of
The
the guy on the
pianist.
piano just being really offended that is like, so you just assumed because we're black, we know where we smoke weed and we know where to get it. And he was like, well, I
What I particularly like about the scene is so, like, he meets a, I guess, a guy, a pool hall guy who is like, if you deal drugs, you'll make some money. Get me some of that reefer, those reefer joints,
Yeah.
please. And so he goes, he does go to the black guys, and then the guy's offended. So they're practicing their, I don't know, jazz number or whatever. There's like three guys, and one's on the piano giving Sammy a ear bashing for being prejudiced. And then Sammy's listening, but he also like looking at his watch and like
Yeah.
it doesn't care that much and apologizes meekly. But then the guy would have a point, but he did know where a drug dealer would be. So I was like, oh, you come to the black guys, but the black guy did know a drug dealer. And then the guy's like, he's a fucking white guy, and he's in this cafe or whatever.
Yeah.
And then what I in this movie, people hand over money in just a dirty wadge and don't count it. And just there you go. Have a dirty wadge of this, a dirty wadge of drugs back. And then Sammy does very briefly, he deals drugs in the sense that he picks up this packet of marijuana or whatever. And he puts in a few bits of tobacco. I don't know if he was meant to be cutting it or just making it more palatable to smoke.
I think
But
I
yeah, it's implied that he's cutting it to make more
that's what
money
I
out of it.
yeah.
There's not a much. He doesn't put much in there, does he? Fucking like
He puts a fair bit in, but like he doesn't mix it in very well.
I was thinking, like, fuck, he's still. I mean, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, so he's hopefully getting the weight up or whatever, I guess. Who knows?
I also wouldn't fuck around with the weed I'm buying for that man.
Again,
No,
he'd
if he
be
can't,
potentially
you
making
know.
more trouble for himself and a lot of weight.
Yeah, but he's just a white bloke in a pool hall. He doesn't, if he can't find drugs in London on his own, then this is his problem. If he's to send someone, I guess he doesn't want to. He's the sort of bloke who wants drugs for a pool hall, generally. I guess he's going to deal them out of there. Oh no, we don't know. But Sammy hasn't got time for that because he's got like his life to consider, his face not to be cut open. So he occasionally sees the baddies who are after him, the debt collectors. Fobs them. I like he's on the phone trying to get more credit from someone, and he tells the secretary, like, oh, if I could talk to your boss. And he's like, actually, my boss wants to talk to you. Well, I haven't got time now to talk to him, honestly.
Yeah.
That's a good bit. But yeah, the black guy joke is funny, and he basically palms the packet of marijuana on Steptoe to do, like, Steptoe has to go get glasses
He's just
and
calling him
fucking, yeah, I
Stepso.
don't know, I can't remember his name. He has to go get glasses and deliver them. He has to move a chair at some point. He's doing all sorts for Sammy, and a long list of things that he has to get right and crucially, not collect a check. But I just thought I liked the scene where the glasses break and Sammy's like, "These are glasses,"
Yeah.
and then he instantly has to, yeah, then his deal is like to go to a kitchen supply store,
Yeah, no, it.
pretend to be a big deal and buy everything. Then just pick up the glasses, saying he's going to pay later, right?
Yeah, it's this constantly escalating, complicated plan that he has to add to continuously in order to get this single payment done.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff. And then, I don't think he goes back to Roy Kinnear. He just Steptoe has to go and take the stuff.
Yeah,
Everything.
he only has one scene, and
Yeah,
his name is
it's worth
Lucky
it.
Dave.
Of course. It's good. Gonna have a Cockney nickname in there somewhere.
But there was one point in the film where, in a. Because they do mention the time, it starts at like 10 past six and it ends like at 5 to 7. But there's like a 30 minute period where he brokers a deal to sell a chair, somehow gets the chair shipped out, has sex, and has a nap.
Yeah.
All in like 30 minutes, and it's like, oh, okay.
Was it 30 minutes? I thought it was like a day had gone by and it was the next, show
Well, that's
of
what it looked like. The transition felt like, oh, this is a good deal of time has passed. Like it almost felt like, oh, and this is the next day when everything was worked out. And I was like, really? We're just going to skip
did
over all of that. But it's
one of
like, oh,
the
5 to 7. You better go.
Problems I had was it I did feel like there were times when I couldn't tell what time of day it was supposed to be.
Because it started pre-11 o'clock, because that's where Patsy tries to get a job. Then she's
Yeah.
in the job and has been promoted. And Sammy has done some deals and has set up, like, he's sold watches to people on a wish and a prayer. He's planning to bounce checks and swindling deals and coaxing people to accept things and buy stuff and so forth, isn't he? And he's also done about three comparing things. Has been fired and then rehired and then fired
Yeah.
again.
Oh, I liked I, that's a scene I liked was him just having a fucking guts full of all of it and just basically openly saying that like this club's shit and you're all here fucking horny for these women who wouldn't go anywhere near you and they fucking hate you.
And you're all
Like
pricks,
just
and it
as
goes down really well, like it would in real life. If a comedian
yeah.
started laying into the audience about their disgusting old men perverts and fools who are not going to get any sex or see anything, and everyone thinks you're shit and you suck and this club's rubbish, and it would go down really well. They were laughing as well, and he's like, his boss is like,
He invented
going crazy.
alternative British comedy.
Yeah, just Nick Helm that shit. Just started attacking people for their character and having a breakdown. Yeah, but he does get fired again then, and he knows it because he's just, I mean, what do you make? Do you like Sammy's meltdown? Do you think, oh, yeah, he's getting a moral compass? He's going to go and be with a girl and be happy and hooray, right?
I was a little bit confused by that point because He'd made enough money, so I don't understand why he was in such a bad mood.
I think it was the
The
last of the
check.
money turned out to be a check, and he was like, "I can't
But
fucking give him a
before that,
check."
he was a bit of a div.
I mean, he is all the way through the film.
Yeah, he's in a constant state of phone calls, worrying, trying to have cups of tea, trying to remember new names he could phone up, and trying to persuade people who should know better not to, to buy something or sell something or badly betting on. He's like, he's asking the short guy for horse. He's finding out what horses aren't going to win races and things.
Yeah.
So he does a bunch, and I think Abby is the stage where, like Jamie said, where the I think
He
the debt
sees the two
collectors are
hench.
there
Yeah, he sees them walk in and he's like, oh, well, fuck.
because they realize that he's got like nearly all of the bunts, hasn't he? And he's got a check that ruins that, and he's had
Yeah.
to sell his mum's. Does he sell the chair after this? That's
No,
part of the
he's, I
money
think
he's got.
he already has. Yeah, he's basically hit rock bottom,
But he does get
almost
all
had the
the,
money,
yeah, and but he's short
technically
that,
does have it.
but they can't, no, they're not going to accept that. I think he had enough money that he could have potentially avoided a beating, right? That's talk. You can talk, like, I don't know, different debt collectors, different ways. I don't know. Rocky in the film Rocky might have been nice to him, but then maybe who's another debt collector who's pretty merciless? I don't know. Like, there's other people who are going to enjoy, chopping a finger off and
Well,
throwing you out a
you
window.
have that in this film because you have the younger guy of the two who
Yeah.
is like very eager to kick the shit out of him, and then the older guy who's gave him the chance to get the money.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, debt collectors, they want your money most of all. Like, they need the money. That's their job. They don't deliver the money. They don't want to give you a beating, technically. Like, the guy in this
Well,
film did. But, like,
yeah, well,
the
that
point.
is the thing. The older of the two of them doesn't. He is just
Yeah.
doing the job.
The point is to get the money for your boss. That's like you. It's basically it's pressure so that you find someone in your life you can take money from now, so you don't owe us. And I think this is like in the various movies, The Gambler, like the good one with James Caan, and then the shitter one with Mark Wahlberg. The idea is, we fucking want your money. Who do you know who has money? You will beg, borrow, and steal from them for us. Thank you. And if you have to beat you up to do that, then we will. But we want the money, and that's the key bit to this. And so he has this money. How does the ending work out? Because Sammy, he's nearly going to run away. Well, he's told to run away because sort of Steptoe feels bad for him. Well, basically, he's at his lowest point, and he commits to running away.
Well, and he's specifically going to go after Patsy
Patsy.
and get on the bus with her to Bradford. I guess when he gets there, try and explain his presence to her parents. Or
Yeah, and you'll have enough
she
money
says
to.
that she basically told her parents to fuck off and when she
Yeah,
left. So.
I quite like a sequel where he does have to fucking make that work, because that just becomes him in Bradford bullshitting people, trying to make a go of it, and then probably betting his money again. Right.
But yeah, he like that's I talked about it earlier, but where he basically like sees the debt collectors turn up and is just like, oh well, fuck. Like I
Yeah.
have to face up to it. And they
He
take him
put
to
he, some derelict ground.
like under a railway, like it's under like a railway bridge, because the sound of the scene is the train in the background.
Yeah, and he's bought a bus ticket as well, wasted that money.
Yeah.
Does he make a break for it there, or do they just like what
No,
happens
there
to the fight?
he just accepts what's happening. It's an interesting scene because like initially the older guy, like the bigger guy, takes him off to the side. And like he knows what's coming, he puts his gloves on, and he like what he punches him in the stomach a couple of times and then
Yeah, he
throws
would.
him into a pile of junk.
Yeah.
And that seems like that's all he's gonna do, because it's like because I was kind of like, oh, is that it? That doesn't seem like it was that bad. But then Sammy gets this like I don't know why he thinks it's a
Metal
good
pipe.
idea, but he charges him
Oh, he sort of awkwardly sort of
like he wants
spears
to
him.
make a point and fight back, and then that's when the
Yeah.
guy absolutely leathers the shit out of
But
him.
I think he has a metal bar as well, though, doesn't he?
Yeah,
That grabs.
he throws him against a fence, and then Sammy catches sight of a metal pipe, which he fucking hits the guy with. I was like, wow, this is escalating. Because then the younger guy has a like a I don't know what you'd call it, like a baton, like a thing.
A kosh.
I've never heard it called that.
Anyone heard of koshes before?
Isn't that those little wobbly toy things?
Wobbly
A kosh
toys.
is the
Yes,
big
I
lid
didn't
you
see
put
what he was,
over a
but
plate.
I just assumed.
What was happening? You both spoke the same time to me.
A
What did you say, Abby?
kosh is a big dome you put over a plate.
Oh right. So I don't know. You said the same, did you?
You never heard of a kosh?
I have. I've heard of a
Yeah, but
kosh.
you've heard
I've
about a
heard of
rom,
both
apparently.
kinds. I've heard of both kinds. A blackjack.
There you
Yeah.
go. Yeah.
It's the sound you make when you hit someone with a blackjack. Is it a kosh
It's
knock?
kosh, yeah. But yeah, he pulls out a blackjack and hits him with it, and Sammy's just laid out.
I may also have mixed up with the word cloche.
Is that a sheet?
Isn't that a shoe?
I got a galosh. Galoshes. This is a weird thing to get hung up on. If Jamie had had the word to hand, we would not be having this conversation. It's word associate. Words that sound a bit like galosh.
A
Balosh.
cloche
Galosh.
is like a dome thing you put over something else.
Yeah,
That's a lid.
what's those metal ones that waiters have?
Cloche as well, it's
Tray.
just a metal. A
Okay.
cosh is a car?
Kosh is the word, yeah.
What's
Is it kosh a car?
happening?
I
I feel like I've been hit with a blackjack.
what happens with Sammy? He's got a lot of money on him.
Well, that's yeah, the guy, like the younger guy is now like happy and presumably fully erect because he got to beat Sammy up with an instrument. And he goes, oh no, that's it. He seems like he wants to like lay in even more. And the older guy's like, go and get the car.
Yeah.
And then he pulls the money out of Sammy's jacket
Yeah.
and throws it back at him. And I think, like I think Sammy earned some respect from that guy. Like, I think that guy was like fair play for, you know, not just like cowering or begging or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you took a
And he
beating and
saw
you tried to fight back.
he tried to get the money, he didn't get enough. He
Yeah.
tried to fight back, he just wasn't fast enough. So he has been trying at every point. He just
Yeah.
didn't quite make it.
So you're saying that you think that you're interpreting it as the respect is, well, you fought back, well done, but also, oh, you've got quite a lot of the money here. You could
Yeah,
have
you're
just,
almost there.
you know, but so why doesn't he take that? Like, is it the idea you've had the beating, so now the debt is delayed? Like, have you had
Well,
a
the beating was the punishment for not paying it back. So presumably he now has another chance to get the last of it and pay it off.
So it's
Because
not
like
like a
the
get. It's not
punishment
like yeah.
happened.
I would argue you could still take that money and it's fine.
Well, no, but
Like
that's the
you.
thing. He doesn't. That's the angle of him being like fair play
Yeah.
and throwing it back at him.
If he'd have given the money, could he have had a lesser beating as the change owed? Well, you're short by
Yes.
this much, so we're just gonna
Maybe. I mean,
wrap your
that's the thing is that
knuckles.
like whenever he does initially beat him up, it isn't, when I say it's not that bad, it's a big
Yeah.
man hitting you. Like it's still bad, but it's not like
Yeah.
until Sammy tries to fight back, it wasn't terrible. But like, yeah, whenever they drive off, Sammy like comes to and realizes the money's still on him, and like, so it's really this whole scene. I was like, this is again for the time. I was surprised at how violent it was, and I was also surprised at like how beaten up and gross they ha allowed him to look when he got it, because he's like drooling over himself and like it's really like fucked up. And I was like, wow, 1963, fair play.
Well, you know, like I for a minute I thought as well that because they threw the money at him and Sammy was pseudo unconscious, I thought he might just roll. He sort of rolls in filth and the money, and I thought for a minute he'd get up, not realize the money's been given back, and fuck off without having, you know, the money dirt in all the dirt lost, you know, and just that would have been really brutal if he'd have just not realized he had the money back.
That's the other thing that I liked about it was that like it doesn't have a happy ending, but it also doesn't go for like a full on like bleak, like they didn't just kill him or whatever,
He's
like,
not
or
just fucked and dead, yeah.
yeah, because
He's in the
I
dirt,
thought,
he's beaten up, and he's got his money covered in dirt, and he worked for it, but
yeah,
it, his failure is his success as well.
I thought whenever he initially got beaten up and then attacked the bigger guy, I thought, oh fuck, he's gonna get himself killed for and
That was the
trying to make a
obvious
point.
thing to
Yeah.
assume, yeah.
So him like surviving and kind of not getting away with it, but like it not being that bad ultimately, and him almost
Yeah.
kind of having an odd victory in that like he
Yeah.
got fucked up, but he still finally like confronted something without running away.
Oh, yeah, I guess. It's also because it's the small world of Sammy Lee. This has to be a small
Yeah.
result. A man has evaded, he spent a day wheeling and dealing and stuff, and he's still got debt with other people, and he's got some of the money, but he's beaten up and dirty, and he's lost his job. But it's this is it shouldn't be a big thing like, oh, you know, the police are called because there's a murder. It's
Right.
a man was beaten and nothing else is going to happen apart from he's got his, still got his problems tomorrow. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like it stays small, which suits the title and the idea, I think. That's what I took from it anyway. Anthony, how did you feel about the piece as a whole? Any thoughts, feelings, or missed bits you think we glossed over?
I can't think of any more bits that we haven't brought up. But no, I really enjoyed the film. Like I wasn't expecting a like a kind of jazzy kind of beatnik feel to the whole thing. Like you constantly have like the kind of like the drums and the jazzy music going throughout, and it's really effective. Like it really helps to like build and just capture the tension of the whole thing going on.
I guess it's part of the British New Wave thing, is it? That's the sort of genre it is it?
Yes.
Any New Wave fans, aficionados? Does it count? The French did New Wave, more or
I
less.
don't know. I've seen it described as like a noir,
Yeah.
which kind
It's got
of.
touches of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like I think I kind of reflect a lot of what like Jamie's been saying, that it just kind of surprised me how much was here. Like it's not a clear cut thing. It's a very nuanced tale of this guy who's not, he's a loser
Yeah.
certainly, but he's not like a terrible guy. But it's like, should you sympathizing with him? But you do sympathize with him. It does get it gets into things I definitely wasn't suspecting. I wasn't suspecting to go like into the whole underbelly of London as much as it did.
Yeah.
And how brutal it did get at the end.
While still maintaining
No, it's just,
an air of comedy throughout, as it's always like being
yeah.
amusing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And just as I said before, it's just I'm surprised this hasn't got a bigger following than it
Yeah,
does.
should.
That's what I was, that was my big takeaway, is that like, wow, how come I've never heard of this and nobody seems to talk about
Well,
it?
Rich does. Rich knows about it and he's shared
The
it now. Abby, yourself, any final thoughts for the pod? Abby, yourself, final thoughts on little Sammy Lee and his little world?
Yeah, I really like it. I don't understand why it's not more famous. I don't get it.
So across the board, what's up with that?
Cracking job by all involved. Bravo. Claps.
Which is good because it's a fairly misogynistic piece of female abuse, so you've done well to make Abby be not like they didn't hurt any dogs. The cat turned up later on. It's all good, right? Only.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I can't criticize it for being from 1963.
Yeah,
Some people you can.
there's context for. I also, and I maybe this is just a guy's perspective, and I'm blind to it, but I was surprised that it wasn't, to me at least, particularly misogynistic beyond the more obvious stuff for the time, like.
It's contextual, isn't it? Because Sammy is a nice guy, But he has general misogyny, like
Right.
women will make cups of tea and tidy up and pour drinks. But
Yeah.
he doesn't want you to, or he doesn't want you to feel obliged in any way. And he will sleep with you and treat you like meanly, but he is in the
He's also not
fucking
a
six.
good guy necessarily, and
Yeah, but it's like
the
that's the culture. Every bloke in
yeah.
Britain would, it wouldn't be weird for you to see male-female relationships that way.
Well, and the only person who really treats the women in the film badly is the owner of the club, who's just shit anyway. Like,
Yeah, but it's like, you know, but there's degrees of treating people badly, and for the 60s, he's a nice guy. Just damning in its own way because he's quite misogynistic and presumptive, but and a manipulator. Yeah, he must have, he's a bit of a blackguard, and he's obviously sold people things under false pretenses, including Patsy. So he's like, it is that interesting portrait of a muddied, literally and figuratively, guy who's nice, but not so nice that he can't live in Soho and be a grubby little worm as well. And a fool and a gambler. It's the classic gambler story of you're just a fool, and you know, you only well, he can work this hard only when he has debts to pay. He can't work this hard the rest of the time.
I was expecting it to be worse in terms of like the treatment of women.
It wasn't good in that regard, but it could have been a lot worse. No abortions, no murders, no violence against women, which is a nice change. All the violence is men related. Classic. So yeah, no, it's a hidden gem. Well done, everyone. Catch us again for another film chat about another film, I guess. Bye bye now. Get out of my path. Why weren't there more people from EastEnders in this? That should have happened. Maybe there was, and I just don't realise.
Because it was the 60s.
And they were, yeah, but they would all get slightly older and then be in EastEnders. Maybe they
I'm
were.
sure
We're bound to
there was
be.
a bit at
Cast
least
in
one.
this.
Yeah.
Any Exorcist connections? Difficult one.
Surprisingly, no.
They exercised those fucking sandwiches because they were fucking dead and horrible looking. Oof.
Those sandwiches
Anyway.
look like every sandwich you've ever eaten.
What are you on about? They look just. A guy bought one dry triangle of sandwich in a. I don't even know if he paid. He didn't eat it anyway, it doesn't matter.